Eddie walks slowly to Luis's house and thinks about their problem. How can he possibly get Reuben to be more serious about playing? When Eddie arrives at Luis's garage, Reuben isn't there yet. Eddie tells Luis what his mother has said. Luis suggests that they should play together more often, instead of practicing so much on their own. Suddenly, Eddie has an idea. I think I know a way we can make sure Reuben practices, he tells his friend with a grin. Eddie quickly tells Luis his plan before Reuben arrives. He makes Luis promise not to say anything to him. Eddie wants time to put their plan into place and surprise their friend. The next day, Eddie cannot wait to go to band practice. He's convinced their scheme will work. Now they only have to put it in motion. Eddie quickly finishes his homework. He grabs his accordion case and races down the stairs from his bedroom. His mother leans out of the kitchen door and stops him as he leaves. "Do you still plan to stay out for dinner?" she asks her son. Eddie says yes. Then he holds up his crossed fingers and shrugs his shoulders. His mother smiles. "I'm proud of you," she says. "You're doing the right thing for your friend." Eddie thinks about the first time that he and Reuben played music together. They were only 10 years old. Eddie's father had just given him the family accordion. Reuben had been given a new guitar for his birthday. The two friends promised each other then that they would be in a Tejano band together one day. Eddie smiles back at his mother. She wishes him good luck.